We got a winner. I said, we got a winner.
We got a winner.
Our first winner is a flight attendant from Washington, D.C. Please welcome Mary Kellington.
Judy by Harry.
Harold, please, not again the TV.
Mark, come on, Mark. Why you have to make such a big deal out of this, Ma? You know you'll get the set back in a couple of hours. Why you gotta make me feel so guilty, Ma? Jesus, what are you trying to do? You trying to get me to break my own mother's set? Or break the radiator? And maybe blow up the whole house, Ma? Is that what you're trying to do? Your own son, your own flesh and blood, Ma. Is that what you're trying to do? Your own son. Why you always gotta play games with my head, for Christ's sake?
Harold, I wouldn't do that. The chain isn't for you. It's for the robbers.
Then why won't you come out? See what I mean? You see how you always gotta upset me, Ma? For Christ's sake.
Ma. Ma. Come on now. Please, Ma.
This isn't happening. And if it should be happening, it would be all right. So don't worry, Seymour. It'll all work out. You'll see already. In the end, it's all nice.
Shit, man. That motherfucker sounds like a CD, Jim.
What, are you particular all of a sudden?
Hey, baby. I don't care if the motherfucker's growing hair, just as long as we get our bread.
Just give me a hand.
All right, man.
You
talk
to me.
Hello.
Be fucked at table two.
What do you want from me, huh? You want me to schlep it on my back?
You got a friend.
I ain't my lipper schlepping sheep.
Such a son of gun if your mother needs you like a moose needs a hat rat.
What?
something else.
You know what we need to do? We need to get us a piece of this Brody shit, cut it up, and off it.
We can double our money easy.
Then we can buy us a couple of pieces, and we got some whole nother shit going on. That'll be righteous.
I bet in no time at all, we can get a pound of pure straight from Saudi Keeper.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about, baby. No hassles.
How's it going, baby?
What's up, buddy?
Usual?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Afternoon, Mrs. Goldfarb.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rabinowitz. Although I'm not so sure how good it is. And you?
What can I say? You want your TV?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Mrs. Goldfarb, can I ask you a question? You won't take it personal. How many years we know each other? Who's to count? Why don't you tell already the police? Maybe they could talk to Harry. He wouldn't be stealing no more the TV.
Mr. Rabinowitz, I couldn't do that. Harry's my only child. He's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Rabinowitz.
Join us in creating Nexus Juice. There's more passion for living than you ever imagined.
Be excited! 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 Yeah! Be excited! Be excited!
I'm not interested.
Wait, Mrs. Goldfarb, I'm not selling anything, nothing. I just want to offer you a chance to be on television. You see, Malin...
Television.
That's right, Mrs. Goldfarb. Television. Congratulations.
Look, I don't have
any... I'm not looking for money, Mrs. Goldfarb. I'm calling to tell you you've already won. Malin and Block discovers contestants for most of America's television shows. You've already been chosen from a long list of potential contestants, meaning you've already won.
Oh.
Yes, Mrs. Goldfarb.
I never thought I'd be on television. I'm just a...
That's right. You on television. We'll be sending you all the necessary information in the mail. Goodbye, congratulations, and take care.
But I don't get it. Why are you so hard on your folks? I mean, they give you everything. They hook you up with an apartment, with a Kroger shrink.
Which is fine, you know, it's great. It's just, money is never what I really wanted from them, you know? That's pretty much all I have to give.
Why don't you get away from them?
How am I gonna do that?
I don't know. What about your clothes? These sketches are great. Open up a store.
Can't.
Why not?
Then when will I have time to hang with you?
Well, so where's the body?
When I tell you, you're gonna jump out of the window.
One. I got a great diet book.
Hey.
In a box, you'll catch it. Why don't you just relax and think how gorgeous you look with your new red hair, huh? Today the hair, tomorrow the sun.
Anybody want to waste some time?
Angel says that this is the time, we should do it now.
Shit, I'm gonna call Brody tomorrow.
Who's Brody?
That's my sweet connector.
He's got some unbelievable shit.
Shh, right.
Look, Marion, we got this idea.
What is it?
If we get a piece of this stuff, we can cut it up and double our money, no problem.
Shit, man, then we get us a pound of pure and retire. You know what that means. No more hassle.
We get off Hard Knocks and be on Easy Street.
What's the catch? That's red. I mean, that's a red. I mean, it's not a red, but that's a red. It's red.
Red.
Yeah, it's a red.
You're telling me that's red.
Yeah, I'm telling it's red.
Mm-hmm. Then what's orange? If this is a red, I want to know, what's orange?
Well, it could be that it's a little orange, too.
I know something. I always thought you were the most beautiful girl I ever seen.
Really?
Ever since I first saw you.
That's nice, Harry.
I
makes me feel really good. You know, other people have taught me that before, and it was meaningless.
Pulling your leg?
No, not like that. I mean, I don't know or even care if they were. Just from them, it was just meaningless, you know? And you say it and I hear it.
About the store?
Yeah?
I've been thinking about it a lot, and I put together some numbers, and it's not impossible. I mean, you know, you could do it. You should do it. I mean, we could do it together. What do you think?
And then she's Danish.
Ada told them. It's gorgeous.
We're going to make it a little darker tomorrow.
Why dark?
To go with my red dress.
Yeah, but now it's looking like Madonna.
This is not Madonna.
And neither is this. But soon, I'm going on a diet.
What diet are you on?
Eggs and grapefruit. Oh, I was on that one. Lots of luck.
It's not so bad.
How long you been on it?
All day.
All day? It's 1 o'clock.
I'm thinking thin.
She's thinking thin.
My Louise, she lost 50 pounds just like that.
Like that?
Like what?
Poof.
What'd you do, put her in a sweat box?
She went to a doctor and he gave her pills. You don't want to eat.
Well, what's so good about that? You mean I'm sitting here not thinking about chopped liver and pastrami all right?
You know, you really shouldn't talk like that when someone's on a diet.
Oh, big deal. I'll sneak another wedge of grapefruit.
I'm thinking thin.
Oh, Sarah, the mailman.
Sarah Goldfarb? You have something for Sarah Goldfarb? I'm expecting something.
It's Goldfarb. Sarah Goldfarb.
This is it? That's it.
Dynamite. Alright, we on our way. Alright.
Cody's man said he got some real fine shit, man.
Alright, man.
Here we go.
Hey, Ty. Let's do this right, man.
Come on, baby. Naturally.
Come on!
Hurry.
Don't
worry.
You're here.
Yeah,
very
good
feeling.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I
want
to come with you.
Oh, no, maybe they'll send you to Tavern on the Green. You know, that's where they send all the stars.
Yeah, I'm leaving eggs and grapefruit to Tavern on the Green.
I hope they have that.
I'll be before the mail next time.
There we are.
Nail it.
Jim.
Huh?
There it is, baby.
Oh, shit. Shall we try? Wait, Ty. Look, this is our chance to make it big. We play it right, and we can get a pound of pure. But if we get wasted, we'll fuck it up.
I know. Look, I ain't trying to jive you, Jim. I won't be running the streets my whole life with my sneakers all ripped up, my nose running down to my chin. All I'm saying is we should take a little taste so we know how much to cut. It's business.
Yeah, fair enough.
Thank you!
Three things is all I did to change my life.
30 days is all it takes.
Three things.
Number two! No refined sugar.
Sugar's everywhere.
Now sugar's everywhere. You know they even put sugar in bottled water? I was sick with sugar.
That was my medicine.
It nurtured me. It nurtured my spiraling brain that felt I was a loser.
Just by you!
None of that stuff.
Just stay away from it. Check most spreads. Watch your toothpaste.
No refined sugar.
I said for 30 days. I'm going to eat right. I am going to pick up my spirits. And I am going to try. I found hope. And in that hope, I found a way.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Rosie?
Yeah?
Sarah?
Yeah?
I need the number of that doctor.
I don't understand why you gotta see him. Cut the son of a bitch loose, for Christ's sake.
Because I don't want him mentioning to my parents that I've stopped therapy. They're already still pissed off at me. They're thinking of cutting me off, you know? Harry, I'm not gonna sleep with him or anything. I'm gonna come home after the concert.
You're jealous. Harry, jealous? Oh, put your arms around me. Oh, you were so stupid. Put your arms in.
Stop that.
Such an eyeballs out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm disappointed that you're indisposed.
Isn't he out of town or something?
Why do you ask?
No, I was just wondering if she was indisposed.
No, she's fine, thank you. Actually, she's in Florida.
Can I ask you something personal, Armin?
Of course. Anything, what?
You just have something over here.
Let's go.
A little bit lower. It's okay, don't worry about it. It's much better. So, Arnold.
So, how are you, Mrs. Goldfarb?
How am I? Enormous. That's why I'm here.
Oh, I've seen much worse.
Thank you.
How's your hearing and vision?
I have both.
The doctor will be with you shortly.
I see you're a little overweight.
A little. I have 50 pounds I'm willing to donate.
We can take care of that. No problem.
I mean, everybody is thirsty.
Come to me. Harry. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad.
Actually.
Purple in the morning, blue in the afternoon, orange in the evening. Just my three meals, Mr. Smartypants. And green at night. Just like that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
baby.
Come on now, Alice. Got plenty of time for that. Right now, I'm grooving with these new mirrors I got.
Love your mama, huh?
What you doing, baby?
Huh?
What you doing, baby?
Nothing. Just thinking about you. All the nasty things I'm about to do to you.
Get on me!
No. I thought you'd
scare me. Come on now, I don't want to scare you. I don't want to scare nobody. All I want in our life is a little bit of peace and happiness, that's all. Right now, I don't feel fine as fuck as I ever laid my eyes on.
That's what I'll do. For my mother, you know? I've been thinking about getting something for her, you know? Like a present or something. But I didn't know what I was going to get. Until now.
And?
I finally asked myself, right? What's her fix? Television, right? I mean, if ever there's a TV junkie, it's the old lady. I figure I owe her a new set anyway with all the wear and tear it got from being schlepped back and forth all days all the time.
We really love her, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so, you know? Most of the time, I just wanted to be happy.
Let's go get it now.
Well, let's push off first.
It's early, Harry. We shouldn't get going till tonight. I can almost zip the dress, the red dress. I've almost got to zip
it up. The mailman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, five. When I see it, I'm going to wave it all over the place.
Yo, are you sure you'd
Yeah, I'm sure.
What did he say?
Oh, don't worry, Sarah. It'll come. He said it'll come.
Yeah, don't worry. 2 months for a pass.
2 months. It's Harry!
Oh, look who's here.
Harry! Oh.
Hey, Ma. Easy. You crushed me, for Christ's sake.
Oh, come inside.
Hello.
Hi, Harry.
Hello.
So how are you, Harry? You're looking so good. You want something to eat?
No, Ma. A
little nosh, maybe? A piece of cake? I could go out and get something if you want. I don't have anything in the house, but Ada would have something. A cupcake, maybe? You want something to eat?
No, no, Ma, nothing. Please, sit. You're making me dizzy, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. You notice anything about me, huh? You notice I'm slimmer?
Yeah, I guess you are, Ma.
25 pounds I lost. 25 pounds. Can you believe it? And that's only the beginning.
That's great, Ma. That's really great. I'm really happy for you. But will you sit? Please. I'm sorry I haven't been around in a while, Ma. But I've been busy. Real busy.
Oh, yeah? You got a good job? You're doing real well?
Yeah, real good. Real good.
What kind of business?
Well, I'm sort of a distributor, like, for a big importer.
Hey, I'm so happy for
easy.
You.
You're killing me. Jesus, what are you, lifting weights?
I always knew you could do that.
Well, you were right, Ma.
Now maybe you'll meet a nice girl and have a baby.
I already met one. Ma, don't go ahead shit, all right?
So who is she? Who's your parents?
You know her, Ma. Marion Silva, remember?
Silva?
Yeah.
Of course. Manhattan Beach. He's got a house on the Esplanade. Garment business.
Yeah, he's real big in women's undies. Hey, before you go bouncing all over again and make me forget, Ma, just... What I want to tell you is that... I got you a present.
I don't need a present, just have a baby.
Would you let me tell you what I got you? Will you, Ma? Christ, you were really something else today, you know that? Look, I know... Well... I'm sorry for being such a bastard. I want to make it up. I mean, I know I can't change anything that's happened, but... But I want you to know that I love you, and that I'm sorry, and I want you to be happy. So I got your brand new TV set. It's going to be delivered in a couple of days. It's from Macy's.
Oh!
Yeah.
Your father would be so happy if he could see what you're doing for your mother. See that, Seymour? You see how good your son is? He knows what it's like for his mother living all alone. No one to visit her.
Hey, Ma. You want uppers?
What?
You want uppers? You're on diet pills, ain't you?
I told you, I'm going to a specialist.
That's what I thought. You make a croaker for speed, ain't you?
Harry, are you all right? I'm going to a doctor.
What does he give you, Ma? Does he give you pills?
Of course he gives me pills. He's a doctor.
What kind of pills?
A purple one, a blue one, an orange
mean,
one.
Like what's in them?
Harry, I'm Sarah Goldfarb, not Albert Einstein. How should I know what's in him?
Does this stuff make you feel good, sorta, and give you lots of pep?
Well, yeah, a little.
A little? Ma, I can hear you grinding your teeth from here.
Yeah, that goes away at night.
At night?
Yeah, when I take the green one. 30 minutes, I'm asleep. Poof, just like that.
Ma, you gotta cut that stuff loose. I'm telling you, it's no good.
What do you mean it's no good? 25 pounds? I've lost.
Big deal. So what? You want to be a dope fiend, for Christ's sake?
What is with the dope fiend? Am I foaming at the mouth or something? He's a nice doctor.
I am telling you, that croak is no good.
How come you know so much, huh? How come you know more about medicine than a doctor?
Believe me, Ma. I know. All right? You get strung out, for Christ's sake.
Oh, come on. I almost fit in my red dress. The one I wore to your high school graduation? The one your father liked so much. Oh, I remember how he looked at me in that red dress.
Mama, what's the big deal about the red dress?
I'm gonna wear it. You don't know. I'm gonna be on television. I got a call and an application and...
Come on, Ma. Who's pulling your leg?
No. I'm telling you, I'm going to be a contestant on television. I don't know when yet. They haven't told me when yet. But you'll see how proud you are when you see your mother in a red dress, television, and golden shoes.
What is the big deal about being on television? Those pills you're taking will kill you before you ever get off, for Christ's sake.
Big deal? You drove up in a cab. Did you see who had the best seat? I'm somebody now, Harry. Everybody likes me. Soon, millions of people will see me and they'll all like me. I'll tell them about you, your father, how good he was to us. Remember? It's a reason to get up in the morning. It's a reason to lose weight, to fit in a red dress. It's a reason to smile. It makes tomorrow all right. What have I got, Harry? Why should I even make the bed or wash the dishes? I do them. But why should I? I'm alone. Your father's gone. You're gone. I got no one to care for. What have I got, Harry? I'm lonely. I'm old.
You got friends, Ma?
It's not the same. They don't need me. I like the way I feel. I like thinking about the red dress and the television and you and your father. Now when I get the sun, I smile.
I'll come and visit, Ma. You know, now that I'm straight, my business is going good. I'll come, me and Marion. We'll come for dinner.
Yeah, good. You bring her. I'll make a mushroom soup and a roast.
That sounds great, Ma. That sounds great. I'll give you a call ahead of time, all right?
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you have a nice girl and your own business. I'm glad.
I gotta go, Ma. I got an appointment in Manhattan in a little bit, but I'll be back.
Okay, good. You still got your key?
Yeah, I got it, Ma.
Bye, son.
Brody says you're coming up quick, kid.
Oh. Thanks, man.
He says you're smart, you're loyal, and you're not a junkie. Brody wants to promote you. He wants to give you more responsibility. You interested?
Yeah. Shit, yeah, man.
Fuck that. I'll put you.
Brody says you fuck him, I kill you.
I got that.
Remember that.
Oh, shit, you got a white driver.
But maybe you gave me a weaker one last time.
That isn't possible, Mrs. Goldfarb. Like I said before, they're all the same potency. Yeah,
but something isn't the same.
You're just becoming adjusted to them. It's nothing to worry about, Mrs. Goldfarb, okay?
Woman with a winning sense of humor and a magical smile, straight from Brighton Beach, Brooklyn. Let's give a juicy welcome to Mrs. Sarah Goldfarb.
Juice by Sarah, juice by Sarah, juice by Sarah. Oh, Sarah juice, Sarah juice. Oh, Sarah juice, Sarah juice.
They got most of our cash. You're up for consorting.
Oh, shit, man.
Hazel says there's a war between the Italians and the blacks. He says Sal to keep is keeping all the shit down in Florida until guys like Brody were all knocked off.
Shit.
No one's got a thing.
Said Big Tim.
Well, shit, let's go see him.
He ain't selling. He only giving up a pussy.
What?
Pussy. He's hooked on the thing, man. I told him I'd give him all he wants. He said I ain't cute enough for him.
Oh, number three. This drives most people crazy.
They're not gonna like it, buddy.
This is easy so far. If you can give this up in 30 days, it will. I guess.
Right.
Cal, how was the bad dream?
Pour some water.
Maybe we should dip in now.
Come on, Mary. I already told you, all right? It's all we have.
Tyrone is gonna score in the morning, Harry.
I don't know. It's a bitch out there.
It'll be okay, Harry.
Thank you.
fine. I'm not. The refrigerator.
Something wrong?
Everything's all mixed up. Confused.
That's not what to worry about. Just get this filled. Make an appointment for a week.
Well, I ain't found nothing yet.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Well, you have to do something, Harry. I mean, it's your fault that we don't have something for the morning.
What are you talking about?
You were all hot in the biscuit to get off last night.
That is such bullshit!
You didn't have to, okay? And we could have had something.
What was
right
I
now.
Supposed to do? I'm gonna sit around and watch you push off and not go myself?
Just don't put it all on me, okay?
Don't worry, man. We'll fill it up again. You know, things will get better. And then we'll be filling the box back up, you know?
So you want to hear the news?
What news?
Well, you got your good news, you got your bad news.
Shoot.
Good news is, a couple of days, there's gonna be some pride back on the street.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you that?
Angel.
Yeah?
Yeah, he said Sal to give some word to the streets to let a couple of keys go for the Christmas season. You know, him being a good Christian and all, not what I'm feeling during the glorious season.
Can you believe it?
Well, I did. Till I heard the bad news.
Yeah?
Price is double. You're gonna have to cop for weight. At least a half a piece.
How much?
Two.
Two? It's fucking insane.
Hey, the fuck you gonna do? Man, they gonna lay no nickel bag on you. That's for damn sure.
Why are we gonna get two?
You mean Arnold?
Well, your parents won't even return your call.
I haven't seen him in months.
So what? He's still calling, ain't he?
I don't know.
Look, I don't know what else to do. Okay, this is our last chance to get back on track. We won't have to scuffle and make the freezing scene every day. We need the bread.
Getting the money is not the problem, Harry.
What is the problem, for Christ's sake?
I don't know what I'm gonna have to do to get it. I've had this flu forever, it seems like.
Are you depressed?
No, it's nothing like that. I've been, I've been really busy. Actually, I've been designing nonstop.
That's wonderful. Glad to hear you've been productive. To be perfectly frank, I was a little surprised to hear from you. Is there something wrong?
No. Why?
Well, it's usually the case when you get a call from someone you haven't heard from for a while.
Everything's fine. Actually, I have a favor to ask.
What is it?
I need to borrow some money.
May I ask what for?
You turn the light off.
What do you want the light off for?
I just do.
Never did before.
Please, Arnold.
Everybody.
I don't know, man. All I need to say was meet at Waldo's.
You sure this is the right Waldo?
Yeah, man, I'm positive, alright? Look, you just watch my back, and I'll watch yours, alright?
What are we supposed to do now?
Back up!
man. We're fucked.
Come on,
we
are right back up
fucked.
The floor,
that was
man.
The last shit for miles,
sitting
man.
Sitting in that hot-ass summer. We sit here ass deep in some motherfucking snow.
Hey, what would happen if we went down there to cop?
Are you serious?
Why not?
What the fuck are you saying? We supposed to walk up to some motherfucking room clerk at some motherfucking hotel and ask him for a connection?
Get with it. You telling me that you can't nose out some dope when it's around? Man, we got nothing to lose. It's wide open, and if we get there right away, we can name our own price, and we can sit back and be cool and have those fucking fools scuffle the streets for us.
Yeah, man. Last summer was a motherfucking ball, huh, Jim? Seems like 1,000 years ago since last summer, man.
It'll be like that again, man.
I'll get Angel to get us a short. If you promise us some dynamite skag.
See, I mean, everything was going good, and then some dumbass junkie...
Did what? Some dumbass junkie did what? You mean you fucked it up?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You promised me that everything was gonna be okay, remember? I fucked that sleaze bag for you, and I put myself in fucking hell for you!
There's nothing out there!
I don't give a shit! You fucking loser!
Wanna be sure we have some extra stuff? Ty told me about a guy who's holding some weight. But he ain't selling it!
Yeah.
Yeah, Ty, give me that guy's number.
What guy?
Yeah, the guy who likes broads. Just give me the fucking number for Christ's sake.
934-8777.
You worry so goddamn much here. Go fix yourself up with him. You won't have to fucking wait around so much, and I won't have to freeze my ass off in the fucking streets.
Woman with a winning sense of humor and a magical smile. She's really gonna win your heart. Straight from Brighton Beach, Brooklyn. Please give a juicy welcome to our very own Mrs. Sarah Goldfarb!
Juice by Sarah! Juice by Sarah! Juice by Sarah! Oh, Sarah! Oh, Sarah!
That's
a pleasure to have you. And that is one smashing dress you have on.
Kathy, if you don't mind, I would just like to say hello to my husband, Seymour, and to my beautiful, successful son, Harold. I hope you're in love. seat and bring Marion, won't you?
I'm sure he'll be here soon. It's almost that time. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Taffy.
Not to worry.
Not to worry. Months of years. 30 days.
What are you doing there?
Revolutionize your life.
Why are you here?
Joyous and really exciting. Juice. Join us.
What do you want?
Energy.
Oh, Taffy.
Juice. Join us in creating excellence.
Oh. I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, my God. Oh. Disgusting.
Well, what do you expect? Could you do any better? It's an old building. It hasn't been painted in years. I'm old. Alone. You don't understand. Please, I'll explain.
How long do you think this trip will take?
We'll make it in a day, no problem.
Okay? California? Here we come.
It's Florida, Ty. Florida.
Man, California, Florida. Either way, your pale ass get a tan, right?
You know if this train goes to Madison Avenue? You know, Malin and Locke, I have their address. It's on Madison Avenue. I'm going to be on television.
Whack.
Hey, hey, hello? Do you know if this train goes to Madison Avenue? I'm going to be on television. I just have to find out when.
Oh, when is he going to be back? A few days. What am I supposed to do? Ain't they gonna help me? Oh, come on. I can get you money. Angel, there's got to be something. Anything. Help me.
Why aren't you calling me? I have to know when I'm going to be on television. I'm Sarah Goldfarb. And you should tell me when I'm going to be on television.
Just sit for a moment. I'll ring them.
I just want to know when. Maybe you lost my card. Please, darling, you'll have a look and you'll tell me. It's not the prices. I'll give them away. I just want to be on the show. I've waited so long to be on with my Harry and my grandson.
Here, Mrs. Goldfarb, sip this. Sometimes it takes a while to get called for a show, Mrs. Goldfarb.
Can you walk?
I'm walking across the stage. And you should see my Harry on television. We're giving the prizes away. I just wanted to be on the show.
What's your name?
We think it's Sarah Goldfarb.
Call Seymour. And then tell him to meet me at the beauty parlor. I got the red dress that I wore to Harry's graduation and the gold shoes.
Okay, Mrs. Goldfarb. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Let's take it nice and easy now.
Jim, how long you had to?
Just a few days.
That shit don't look too good.
Yeah, it don't feel too good either, man. But a little stuff will take care of that.
Hey, he said, what's wrong with you? Don't shoot in there.
I'll blow it if I don't. Fuck it.
What's your name?
Marion.
What do you know? Maid Marion. I'm Little John.
You have a beautiful view.
You know what I like best about Patty Chase? They get a good head.
Labrador's on another mother here. I don't know why. Maybe it has something to do with some ancient tribal custom. Save some of that energy. Oh, I know it's pretty, baby. But I didn't take it out for air.
Stay away from that arm, see?
I gotta call Marion, man.
That's about to be a long-distance call now. That's 600 miles. Man, we are 600 miles closer to Miami.
Yeah, it's also 600 miles further away from New York, Ty.
You know, I know where you can pick up a real nice taste. That was more like play. Sunday night? We're throwing a little gathering. All good people.
No, I can't. I'm busy. Anyway, I'm not really hurt.
Oh, I know. But it's a real nice taste. I'll see you Sunday, Mary.
Okay, Mrs. Goldfarb, just try and answer my questions, okay? When did you start taking the pills?
The summer.
Starting this summer, last summer?
I got the best place in the sun.
Okay.
Ada fixed my hair.
Everything's gonna be all right, Mrs. Goldfarb. We'll get you fixed up in no time.
I do something about this arm, Ty.
All right, let me see what it looks like. Oh, damn, Jim. The ugliest motherfucker I ever seen.
Oh, Marion.
Fuck that. I'm gonna get you to a hospital, man.
I don't want that. I don't want
You guys go ahead, I don't feel good. You guys go have a good time dancing. Sure enough, they leave the room. Ready? One, two, three.
And then,
As soon as they leave, I go running back down to the casino. Sit at my blackjack table, man. I am there for the whole night. Finally, I get up so big. I've got $500 black chips in my pocket. I swear to God. The hours are going by. I'm laying back. I'm hitting on hard 17. It was beautiful. Next thing I know, this guy is sitting next to me. He's a security guard. And he's telling me I have to leave. Like it's a nice conversation we're having, right? I'm like, why are you telling me I have to leave? He says, you have to leave because you've been betting with the man next to you. And then I throw my pocket, my cologne, and he wallet. The guy is forcing me out of the car.
Get you healthy, you have to eat. Okay, try and work with the attendants. I'm going to try some new medications. They should help.
Just wait for me, all right?
Okay, Harry.
I'm coming back, Marion.
Yeah.
Marion?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, Marion.
So, Mrs. Goldfarb, we've tried several medications and you don't seem to be responding. I believe we might be at a point where we might want to try some alternative methods. We've had excellent results with ECT in the past. So if I can just get your John Hancock, we'll get underway.
Great, thanks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
I need a doctor, man.
Open it, please. Please.
I can't take it, man. Help. My arm. My fucking arm.
Is any fucking
no, man.
Help us.
Somebody fucking help us, please.
hear me? Can you see me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for work. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for work. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for work. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for work.
Fellas, meet Mary.
Sir, goddamn New York dopey niggers. Learn some manners.
Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yes, sir.
Okay for work.
Now please.
Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Says he's got something wrong with his arm.
I don't think he'll be putting any more dope in that arm.
Smells worse than he do.
Chest?
Better get him over to the hospital. I don't expect to live out the week.
Ready, and... One.
Who's that? She'll be sent for. She'll come.
No.
No?
No, she won't.
She'll come.
with that delightful personality. Straight from Brighton Beach, Brooklyn, please give a juicy welcome to Mrs. Sarah Goldfarb!
I'm delighted to tell you that you have just won the grand prize! Now let me tell you what you've won. Your prize is a sweet smile on his own private business. He just got engaged and is about to get married this summer. Will you please give a warm and juicy welcome, Harry Goldfarb!
Juice by Harry, juice by Harry, juice by Harry. Oh, Harry has juice, Harry has juice. Oh, Harry has juice.
I love you, Harry.
I love you too, Mom.